Living powerfully now, I am an adult. Living powerfully now, lecture 4, I am an adult. I am an adult. What does it mean to be an adult? Well, that all depends on what level of consciousness you're going to be in. That all depends on what level of attitude you're going to be in. How are you going to think about yourself? How are you going to think about your world? How are you going to think about your life? How are you going to think about what values you have in life? Yeah, that's true. Living powerfully now, I am an adult. So, as a child, as I was born, and that was a simple thing, wonderful, and I was an infant, and that's wonderful too, and I was a youth, that's wonderful too, all sparkling, dynamic, wonderful ways of living my life, of being who and what I am, of being outstanding in every possible thing that I could ever do, having no limitations, having no inhibitions, being myself and just having fun and just going, and enjoying everything that I'm doing. Well, but now I take the next step. I am an adult. Have I learned anything from my childhood? Have I learned anything from my youth? Have I learned anything from what I have been? Or am I going to take a whole new tack now, a whole new direction for my life? Am I going to take a whole new attitude in my being? Am I going to look at life and say, yes, now I step into the world of adult. Now I step into the world of humanity. I step into the world of otherness. I step into the world of being someone else other than myself. Yes, someone else other than I. And the only thing I could step into the world of is what other people expect of me, how other people have made the rules of their organization, the rules of their community, the rules of their life, the rules of their way. And this seems like very limiting, very inhibiting. And is that what I really want to do? Well, if I want to get along in the community, if I want to get along in the world, if I want to participate in the culture of the world, the society of the world, in my brotherhood of the world, then you might say yes. And then again, you might not. Because all of the things that you are, all the things I am, all the things that make us exciting and excitable and thrilled and happy are not the things that we think they are. They're not the laws that are out there inhibiting us from doing things. They're not the laws that set up guidance for mankind as to how he should live and how he must live if he's going to get along with his fellow creature. Those are things that we think are important, but truly they are not important at all. If a man were to live up to his divine quality, to his original purity and integrity, if a man were to respect everyone in the world like he should respect himself, then we would not need laws. We would not need any inhibiting things going on in the world, because we would be living harmoniously, beautifully, wonderfully, happily with all of humanity. There'd be no wars, because there'd be no possession. There'd be unconditional love everywhere. There'd only be happiness and peace. This truly is what an adult is. An adult is someone who has matured in the ways of their spiritual reality, in the ways of their spiritual divinity, in the ways of their spiritual I am-ness. This is truly what an adult is. An adult is not just a law abider, one who lives by the laws of the community, one who lives by the laws of life. If that were true, then we would all be on a hard scrabble truly. We would all be on a very difficult road and we would not be very happy on that road. But because we are unconditionally loving, this is our true nature. Because we are non-judgmental, because we are non-possessive, because we are unconditional in every way, shape, and form, this is our divinity. This is our humanity. This is our being an adult. Yes. This is what an adult is. We can write all sorts of descriptions of what we think an adult should be or what an adult is, or how does humanity define an adult? How does a mother and father define an adult? How does an adult itself that has just entered into that awareness of being an adult, how does it define that? Well, as a youth, we were free to come and go and do everything we wanted to do. If we trained our family that way, if we trained our family to realize that we are a free spirit, because that's what a youth is, a free spirit. Now, as you step from the youth into an adult, then you step into a provider. You step into someone who is taking care of somebody else, someone who fits into an organization called a community, someone who belongs to something else, someone who has obligations. Now, that's a step, truly, none of us really want to take. None of us really want to take that step, that attitude of beingness, because that's not really where we want to be. That's not really where we want to live our life. That's not really what we want to have as our beingness. That's not us. Who is us? Who are we? What is it that is important to us? What is it that we really want to do with our life? Where do we want to go? What do we want to do now that we have achieved the adult status? The adult status is where we are no longer at home in our family. We are no, theoretically, we are no longer living off our parents, and we are now responsible for ourselves. We are no longer having anyone else take care of us and guide us and direct us. We are doing it for ourselves. We are the decision makers. We are the rule makers. We are the condition makers. And that's theoretically what an adult is. But if you look at an adult from the divine point of view, an adult from the divine point of view is one who is absolutely in harmony with all its creation. An adult is one who realizes that it has created everything in the world just the way it is, and it likes it or it doesn't like it, just the way it is. And if it likes it, then it praises it and it continues. If it doesn't like it, then it creates it differently. It creates it how it would like it. Now you say, that's kind of a simple way of looking at it. Yes, it is a very simple way of looking at it. And it's a very definite way of looking at it. It's a very positive, powerful, wonderful way of looking at it. How are you going to look at your life? How are you going to look at your world? How are you going to look at your experience and your opportunity now that you've become an adult? Yesterday, as the age limit says, you're under 18. Today, you're 18, your 18th birthday, you are a free spirit, and you are now an adult. Some people say you're not an adult till you're 21, because when you're 21, then you can vote and you can do all these other responsible things in the community. Well, what do young people think, free spirits think? What do they think about the voting? What do they think about the way in which government is run? What do they think about the way in which the home is run, the community is run? What do the young people who have not yet achieved adulthood think about the world? Well, by and large, they think very little about it. Oh, there are a few who are smitten with being responsible for it, but most of them think nothing at all. They go about their own wonderful, beautiful life, their own. That's why being a youth is so admired and so desired and so so delighted in by whomever has it and whoever observes it. Would that we could keep our youth forever, keep our quietness forever, our gentleness forever, our lovingness forever. Would that that could be our total beingness in eternity. But we choose to step the next step into being an adult. We like the responsibility of having to vote. We like the responsibility of being a wage earner in our family. Many are a wage earner long before they are an adult. And when that's their choice, then they live a very happy life. But all around them is the media, the television, telling them that they should aspire to more. They should aspire to one television in every room of the house. They should aspire to one car for each driving person in the family, and sometimes two cars in case one of the cars goes bad. And they have all these needs, and these needs call for them working, and these needs call for them going out and earning a living, these needs. But yet, the simple family that loves itself, that enjoys itself, that delights in each other, that delights in how it has created one another, how its child is or children is are so fantastic and so glorious and so beautiful. But too often we say, my cars are glorious and beautiful, my houses are glorious and beautiful, my objects are glorious and beautiful, and they need to be maintained, just like a family needs to be maintained. A family needs to be taken care of by its caregivers, which may be husband or wife, and they have to be provided for with food and housing and clothing and the ability to be in the community. Now, we want to be the adult who lives the divine adulthood. We want to be the adult who lives in purity and wholeness and goodness. How can we be the adult that lives as the ideal adult? Well, we take a few of the statements from the University of Healing, and we take these statements and we bring them to life in our world. And one of the statements is, I am unconditional love. And this is the goal, so to speak, that we are so wanting to achieve. To be unconditional love. And when I'm unconditional, just practicing that one phrase alone, I am unconditional love. If we practice that one phrase alone, what a marvelous adult we are. I am unconditional love. I love everyone, no judgment of anyone. I include everyone in my circle of beingness, and I am happy, and I am delighted, and I am fantastic. What a marvelous way to be. What a beautiful world we would have. There'd be peace on earth, because no one would be claiming that which did not belong to them. No one would be claiming that which belongs to another. No one would be going around trying to tell other people how to live their life. Everyone would be living their own life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically. And truly, the best way to tell another person how to live their life is for me to live my life so wonderfully and so completely that the other person is a reflection of me and my wonderful qualities, a reflection of me and my wonderful values, a reflection of me and all that is good and beautiful in my life. Wow! That means I have to keep myself on top of it all the time and be a good reflection, be a good reflector. Something that lives harmoniously and beautifully and wonderfully and good. Yes, we can be adults. We can be adults in this society. And we can be unconditionally loving adults. But we are not in the minority so much as we are sort of not paying attention to the loud activities that go on around us in a negative way. In the violating the law, you would never violate a law in unconditional love because you are harmonious with all things. There's nothing to violate. You would never take from someone that something that didn't belong to you, because you would not want anything in your world that didn't belong to you. You wouldn't want anything in your life that was not yours totally, fully, and completely. You would not want anything in your world that was not yours. That's why you cannot finders keepers things. You cannot look at something that someone else lost and say, hey, I found it, it's mine. And it's not. It's not. You could find all of the jewels in the world and all the gems in the world and all the values in the world. And if it's not yours, leave it alone. Because what you have done when you take on someone else's values, someone else's gems, someone else's goals, is they now become your responsibility. You are the protectorate of those things. And is that what you want to do? Is that what I want to do? As an adult, I choose to be myself and have fun. Now, that's irresponsible. No, it isn't. As an adult, I want to be myself and have fun. As an adult, I want to live my life so completely, so wonderfully, so beautifully that every single thing that I do is glorious and good, and every single thing that I do, I am proud of. Every single thing that I do, I see all the world, and I am proud of the world because it is my reflection. I look at all the world and I see everyone in unconditional love. I see everyone non-possessed. I see everyone living beautifully from the first thought of their original purity and integrity. Wow! What a glorious way to live from our original purity and integrity. Living from our original purity and integrity, we have nothing to do but to live in happiness. To be ourselves and have fun, to live in happiness, because this is what truly the real adult is. The real adult is one who is no longer learning the principles, no longer learning the technique of living, but the real adult is the one who is living it and all the world is its reflection. If I am unconditional love, all my world is unconditional love. And I see everyone as unconditional love. There's not one single being on the face of my earth who is not unconditional love. If I am truly unconditional love, if there's some non-unconditional love going on out there, then it's something going on in me I need to straighten out. I need to correct. I need to bring into balance. I need to realize that I am the cause. I am the one that puts this into motion. And I am the one that brings this into world, into my world. And the only thing I want to bring into my world is that I am a unconditionally loving adult. As I was an unconditionally loving youth, as I was an unconditionally loving infant, as I was an unconditionally loving born being, so now I am an unconditionally loving adult. Adult that knows where I'm going, that knows how to use the principles, how to use the truth, how to use all things and stand up for it. I know who and what I am. I know that as an adult, I have no responsibility save to be myself and have fun. And being myself and having fun is something that everyone enjoys, everyone delights in, everyone thrills in, everyone feels is the most wonderful thing on the face of the earth. Being myself and having fun, yes, indeed. I am the ideal adult. And as the ideal adult, I have ideal eyes. And my ideal eyes see everyone in my ideal world as being absolutely wonderful and perfect and good right now. This is who I am. This is all that I am. This is why I am the ideal adult. This is why I'm being myself and having fun at all stages of my life, at all stages of my development. And all the rest of the world is equal, being itself and having fun and doing all things that make everything in the world fantastic glorious, good, and forevermore. And wow, do I love that. Yes, I do. Wow, do I love that. Living powerfully now, I am an adult. Have a good day, and know that you are fantastic now.